Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wow Factor Media with Joanne and Heather, wizards of wellness, bringing you topics and people that are one step ahead. Joanne and Heather bring you years of experience from their own long-time private practice, empowering their clients with tools and techniques to create their best lives. They are now sharing their vast contacts in the spiritual world with you live each Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. EST. Or you can download the podcast at www.powerofreedomnetwork.com. Now, here are your hosts, Joanne and Heather.
And good morning, everyone. I'm Joanne.
And I'm Heather.
You're going to notice my voice a little bit different today. I've been fighting off something all week long and have very little energy. And I got into doing a yeast cleanse. I don't know if anybody's done one of those, but it knocks the stuffing out of you.
And actually, that's how we met, wasn't it, Joanne? Over two decades ago, we met over yeast. Joanne came to me as a client back then, and I put her on a yeast cleanse as we were discussing what ways she could improve her health at that time.
Right.
And that's how we met, and it's been 20 years of in and out of each other's lives, and it's been quite the journey.
And for anyone out there, you know, if you crave a lot of sweets, if you crave a lot of carbs, it may be that your yeast is out of control. And so I know when it's out of control, when I have to do a cleanse. But I have never had one as tough as this since I met you. The time I met you, I phoned Heather every single day telling her I was dying. She goes, Joanne, you're not dying. It's just the cleanse. You know, you're doing very well. Keep on it.
I'm a consummate cheerleader.
Yeah, but absolutely. when I process, I don't process elegantly as much as I affirm that. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and I'm feeling a little better today, and I can see the end of the tunnel now. So that's a good thing to do in the spring.
Absolutely, as the seasons change. So when we're going generally from winter to our summer months or from fall, like our summer months down into winter months, it's a really good time to let go of that winter energy because we have to store extra fat, extra energy over the winter to keep us warm.
Right.
And so as we move into the summer months, it's a really good idea to just lighten your food load, give yourself a kickstart, and you don't only have to do it for 10 days, and then you slowly get back into it. So we can always help you with that if you're interested, but Joanne's energy is a little bit lower. It's lower. She's still in a great sense of spirit.
Yeah, it has been all week. I just, you know, just the energy level.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we have an interesting guest today.
We do. We have Diane Davis joining us today, who is a psychic medium, and she's going to be doing some readings and talking about spiritual wellness. Diane Davis connects with guides, teachers, angels, and loved ones to bring forth their words of wisdom and healing to those who are seeking answers or wishing to connect with those who have crossed over. Diane is gifted clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient. Using her abilities, Diane is able to connect with your loved ones and your guides. Diane is passionate about communicating with spirits to help people that enter her life. She has many gifts that she has nurtured. She first came in realization of her gifts as a young girl. Her gifts were passed down through generations from grandmother to mother to Diane. She uses multi-dimensional approach to integrate her services to suit your individual needs. She does workshops, she does healing circles, meditation classes, she does a technique called access bars, she teaches Reiki, shares crystals, she does hold psychic medium parties. She just seems like just such a bubbly energy to have today.
Yeah.
So maybe just having her on the phone
Absolutely.
Will help with your cleanse today.
Absolutely.
So without further ado, we'll bring Diane Davis to the line. Good morning, Diane.
Hi,
How are
Diane.
You today?
Good morning.
Good morning. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, we're excited to learn about how you came into being a psychic medium. When we were reading your bio, you said that it's passed down through generations. So, you know, a lot of people that come into becoming a medium or a psychic and using that now, they came through it out of maybe a hardship in their lives or something else. We very rarely find someone that has actually had it passed down through the generations. So how does that feel growing up in that environment?
I grew up around it, so my mom was into it, so she understood what I was going through and what I was doing. And
okay.
She actually would ask me questions to answer my own questions. And
okay.
I was actually very in tune, and I could see things. And if I can help people, this is what I do.
And you were saying that when you see spirit, you see them just like a person.
Yeah, I see them like I see actual person on this side.
Right. Interesting.
And so when you were little, would you talk to those spirits as if they were in physical bodies?
Yeah.
And how did that go? You know, you hear so much about school children and being a little bit different. They were bullied or picked on. Like, how did you cope with all of that?
All I know is when I was growing up, I felt different than others and didn't always fit in. I
right.
fit in with certain people and they connect, and you learn that.
Right.
And I learned to connect, and I knew what to say, and I used to just say things, but people didn't realize I was actually doing method work for a long time until later, then they realized.
Right.
So what kind of messages do spirits bring through for people? Is it different for everybody? Is it some of them like really deep that promote healing, or is it just things to make them feel a bit better in the day?
When I do method work, I always ask to give me what they really need. And when they come through, I'm doing healings and everything at the same time. Everyone is different. So everybody gets different messages, different what they need, and I just go with it. Whatever they give it to me, I go with it.
Right.
And it's like, it's right on. It's not my message, it's their message.
Right. Yeah. And are there times when they don't connect with the message but do later, or do they always know what it is? Is it that specific?
It goes into their loved ones and spirits. From their side, they come and they give it to me. And sometimes I will know things, and I will walk by and I will say, "Hi, how are you doing?" And they will say, "I'm fine." And I said, "No, how are you doing?" I know more, and when they start, they come in and they kind of give me that little bit of a push that they need to connect with them.
Uh-huh.
And they will tell me, connect, and I automatically do it. It's like trusting
like it
and going,
the way everybody,
and those people actually need that method.
Yeah. I like it the way everybody does it in a little bit different way. It's,
right.
It's so interesting.
Because we're all so unique, right? And so did you start this as a practice? Like, so we, during reading your bio, we realized that you have a very busy practice and you offer all sorts of different tools and tips and techniques. But have you always done this as a business?
No, I used to just do it. It wasn't as a business. I just did it. And I still do. I do it for people that need it. And it's, no, I've always done it since I was a child.
Oh, interesting. Like, it's just, it fascinates me. Now,
yes.
Now, do you have children yourself that this is passed down to?
It was passed on from my grandmother to my
mother. From your grandmother.
No, but do you have children you've passed it to?
Did I practice it? Yeah.
Yeah.
My mother used to have classes and have people over, and I used to kind of sit in there and give them what I thought.
Uh huh.
But I was doing readings, and I didn't realize I was doing readings. I just thought that was normal.
Well, Joanne and I can relate because we're both square pegs and
we've
tried to fit into this round hole of planet Earth. And my daughter, who is now 13, she is she's running to be the valedictorian for her school for graduating her grade 8 year. And her whole speech is going to be about being a square peg in the round earth.
Yeah.
And because, you know, you realize that you are, you realize that everybody else is too.
Yeah,
we're all
so
unique. Absolutely. Yeah. She said, you know, there is no normal anymore.
No.
It's everybody is so unique. And so that's what I really like about the way you work. It's unique to other readers and mediums and spiritual workers that we've had on the show.
So are you ready to start taking some callers?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
The only thing that we're going to ask of our callers is if you get a reading from Diane today and some help or healing, can you please find a way to pay the energy and the gift forward? So if that's to smile at someone, if that's to give someone a hug, if that's to pay for somebody's coffee, if it's to donate some money, if it's to do somebody's laundry, you can come and do mine. Whatever you feel that you would like to do, but please pay it forward, because as energy is exchanged, there needs to be an equal exchange. So that's why we pay for services. And because on the radio we can't pay for services, we just ask that you fill that void in the universe with a good deed.
There we go.
So we're going to go straight to our first caller today. And Diane, we've got Patricia calling. And Patricia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Patricia.
Thank you very much. Hi.
You have a question for Diane.
Yes, I do. And I do pay it forward. So thank you for reminding us about that. Thank you.
Nice.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to connect with someone on the other side. I don't know if you need a question.
Okay.
I took it upon myself to speak out in my neighborhood against a neighbor who is a bad hoarder, and he's bringing the neighborhood down with his junk in his yard. So I decided, everybody complains about it, but nobody has done anything. So I faced him yesterday, and I want to make sure that I'm protected and safe. There's no retaliation. And I'd like to find out what anybody on the other side would like to tell me about that, about my property and about my safety.
They've been on the other side for quite a while.
I have a lot of people.
Okay. Just kind of speak up a little bit. I can hardly hear you. Very quiet.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I have a lot of ancestors on the other side, a lot of family members.
That's on the other side.
Oh.
The
deceased relatives.
Pardon?
So just in case you're not hearing her question, Diane, there may be some issues with our technology here. What Patricia was asking, she mentioned that she has a lot of relatives that have crossed over. She has she would like some messages, if there are any, from them for her safety and about her property, because she has recently confronted a neighbor who is a hoarder.
Okay, and I deal with the park properties here with these people coming through. They're actually helping with this situation here. There's a lot of emotions going on. I fear there's a lot of, they're not too sure where you're going. And I fear that it's a lot of tears. I fear that things will work out. Just kind of start asking. And I fear that it's a gentleman that's coming through that's passed over. He's been over there for quite a while, and I fear it's a father figure. And I fear that they are working on this, and it will, it's going to have a little bit of up and down with this situation, and I fear that it's going to work out in the long run. Just be patient. It will be okay. Let go of the fears that you're carrying, and I feel that it will settle down and it will work out.
Okay.
Is that okay? You understand?
Yes. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just, so you see me staying in this property and everything's going to work out. I don't need to worry about the man that I confronted.
Yeah. I feel
really good. I'm not feeling there's any danger there either, Patricia. He's a hoarder on his own property, and he pretty much, that's his whole world. That's what I'm picking up. What about you, Heather?
And I concur with both Diane and Joanne on this, that the one thing that maybe, Diane, if you could help Patricia with, is there a way that she can utilize the ancestors that have crossed over to help her feel more protected? Because, like you said, she's feeling this fear that she needs to let go of. But is there a technique or a way that we can give her some advice to help her over that fear?
Yes. What you can do is kind of take that moment for yourself, whether you're outdoors or wherever, and do some meditation. So when you do meditation, do the breath work. Go into the breath work and do some breathing. And when you go into breathing, connect. Because you know when something don't feel right, it doesn't sit right in the stomach area. And you want it to feel right. And when it feels right, it goes to the heart chakra. And I feel that they're very in tune. So go with what you feel and start asking. So when you start doing breath work, you connect quite well. They will show you.
Okay.
So that just going in and taking that moment, Patricia, to just really connect with yourself, taking those, you know, you can't feel stress or worry if you take 5 deep breaths and focus on your breathing. Your anxiety disappears immediately when you do that, because you can't be worried and breathe at the same time. Believe me, I've tried it. It's not easy to do. It can't happen. So as you go into that breath work and then connect, like Diane said, with if you're feeling it in your stomach and then in your heart chakra, go with your intuition. As she said, you're very, very gifted that way. And trust yourself and bring those energies and those past ancestors forward and your angels and guides to help you and feel protected.
Okay.
Patricia, when you confronted him yesterday, was he angry?
Yes. He said he pushed his hands up and he said nobody should be concerned over what I have on my property, and he turned around, and
hoarders know that they're hoarding. They know that they've got things that, et cetera, et cetera. And so, when someone points it out, they get very defensive. But I'm not in any way feeling that he's dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. I did my part, and I just want to make sure I did the right thing.
Right.
It feels like you did, because it feels like at the time that you confronted him, that was more of a lesson for you to stand up and set some boundaries for yourself and say, I'm not okay with this. And then just send him love and light and trust that things will work out for you. Because they always do, but as Diane said, she feels that there's going to be some ups and downs over the next little while with it.
But then it'll work out.
But it'll all work out. So hold on to that it'll all work out.
So he'll clean up.
Maybe not, but maybe it'll be to that point where you'll either accept it or something else will come forward that it's everything's okay.
Okay.
And I feel by August, you'll know.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, Diane?
I feel by August, you will know the answer.
Oh,
okay.
There you go. There's a definitive date for you, Patricia. Thank you so much for calling
in.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So we'll go straight to our next caller. And the next caller we have on the line is Bethany. So, Bethany, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Bethany.
Oh.
I love your name, Bethany. Bethany.
It is a great name.
Okay.
Okay.
You got a question for Diane?
Hello.
Hi. I don't want to know about the past or the future, but I really want to be more aware about the present.
Yeah.
And I would also like to know more about Johnny.
About Johnny?
A person named Johnny.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love it that you want to stay in the now. That's exactly what we need to be doing these days.
So, Diane, we'll turn
it
over to you. Do you have any messages for Bethany?
For Bethany, what's the Downy that you were talking about?
Johnny. She wants to know about a man named Johnny.
Oh,
but he's in the now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, he is alive. He's on this side. He's very, very gentle soul. Very caring. I feel very good with this. I feel that you seem to be happy, and you got some fears that do come in, and you got to let go of those fears so that you can move on. Because I feel very good. He's very good for you. You guys are like soulmates. He's very special to you.
Yeah.
So what's your concern about Johnny, Bethany?
I was just wondering this all about what was going on right now. In the present, he's very far. Like, sometimes I can't really pick up on him.
And you're talking about he just goes off, it like himself. He physically, he lives near you.
No.
Is that true?
No, he's not. No, he's in a different country right now.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this is a long-distance romance.
He's like a what?
He lives a long ways away, Diane. It's a long-distance thing.
Yeah, okay.
So is there anything more that Bethany needs to know about what's going on now in her life? Is there any messages that are coming through for her?
Yeah, what I'm picking up is, Bethany, they want you to kind of start connecting with yourself and doing things for you. Johnny's doing okay where he is. He's in his own journey right now. And he will be back in touch. You will hear from him. And I feel you'll hear from him in a... I'm feeling around August time you're going to be hearing from him, but right now he's in another spot. But you need to spend some time and do some stuff for you. And they want you to kind of look into going back to school. Okay, there's some courses there that you need to take. And I think you've been thinking about it, and I see there's a couple of things you want to do. And I feel that you're going to go into where you're going to be doing a lot of learning, and learning to do with... helping other people. You're a caregiver. And I feel that they want you to connect and do more for you.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that last part. They want to connect a little more?
Yeah, connect a little more and do more for you. So doing more for yourself.
I'm picking up the same thing, Bethany. I'm picking up that you need to be perfect, whole, and complete within yourself. And this is something for everybody. You know, and I've said this before on the radio show, the worst line in history on movies was when Tom Cruise says to this other girl, "You complete me." What a load of bunk that is, because nobody can complete you. You need to be complete yourself. Then you find somebody who's complete in themselves. Then you really have something going. So I'm kind of feeling like you just need to do your own thing, Bethany, and have a great time, and don't be looking for somebody else to fulfill your life. Now, you can tell me if I'm just full of hooey on that. You don't hurt my feelings. So, Bethany, what are you doing right now? What do you do for work?
I'm a caregiver.
Oh, you are. Okay.
So
Diane
was right on track there.
Yeah.
So as a caregiver, are there some courses that you can take to improve your skill level?
Yep.
Yes, there are.
And that's what your guides are coming through, Diane, and saying. I'm sorry, Diane, I interrupted you. What would you want to say to Bethany?
That's okay.
Bethany, do you love what you do?
Hi there. We're just having trouble with the time. Sometimes when we're on the radio between our telephone and technology is absolutely phenomenal, but sometimes there's a delay as we're talking. So I'm really sorry if we talk over anybody here.
Yeah.
But as a caregiver now and taking more courses, what was your question for her,
Jen? I wanted to know, do you love what you do, Bethany?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I haven't had positive experiences lately.
Okay. So there we're getting to something.
So, Diane, is there something that you can help Bethany with? Because she's having problems or not good experiences as a caregiver, and yet she has that caregiver energy. So maybe the messages that are coming through her guides or her loved ones are for courses to help her get into a different field, or can you give her some clarity there?
Yeah. I feel that they want you to follow your heart and go with your heart. You've been doing things for other people, what they want.
Yes.
And you need to connect to your own soul and go to what you need to be. Because you are a caregiver. You love older people and you love young people, very young people. And you just seem to step in when you need to. And you're going to be taking courses to grow with this. And as you're learning and working as experience, you will gain those experience and you'll be able to be there for them, and you have a passion of connecting so well with them that it's like they seem to know, you just seem to know what they need. Just go with your heart and follow your inner soul.
So, Bethany, right now, do you work with aged people?
I work for an agency, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. And what was jumping in my mind was children, like a daycare center or something like that. Do you love children?
Yeah.
Well, that was a resounding...
Not really.
Well, it's not somewhere where I would work. I'm not looking for high school jobs or,
right.
You know, I'm not looking for that.
Right.
And I think what both Diane and Joanne are saying is that it's time to follow your heart and
a passion. Getting something that has passion.
Yeah, and as you're passionate being a caregiver, and as you take these courses to improve your skill, it will open up doors to other ways of being a caregiver and still remaining passionate without having somebody basically tell you what to do and just doing what they say. So it will help to open some doors for you in your life.
And look upon it as an exciting new adventure, Bethany.
So you're exciting, like you're saying right now that it's not going to work with my current employer. It's you're saying like it's presently like it's.
I think
not.
When you take courses, it'll either open your eyes to your current employer or it'll improve. He can put you somewhere that gives better pay. That has better hours.
Is that what is that what you were getting, Diane, for Bethany?
That her current position
is perfect. So, you know, as you take courses, maybe you could take night courses or on the weekends, but continue with your current employer. But then as you get more comfortable and more experienced and more certifications behind you and your world opens up, then other job opportunities will open up for you or the current position you're in will improve.
Okay.
Any last words, Diane, for Bethany?
They just want her to follow her heart because it's all going to fall in places.
There you go. It's all going to fall in place for you, Bethany. What a great message.
Bethany, whatever you do in life, it doesn't matter if you flip McDonald's hamburgers. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. I can't tell you the number of times Heather and I go, oh, we just love what we do. And it isn't just the radio show. It's the clients we see. It's the events we put on. It's all these other things. And when you have that passion, life just goes so much better.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Bethany. And always you can listen to the recordings again. You can give us a call back. What you do is you go to www.powerofreedom.ca. You click the Wow Factor Media tab at the top of the page, and then you just scroll down. You'll see Diane's lovely picture there. You click on her picture. That'll take you to the post that we've created for Diane. And on there, you can get the information on that. You can re-listen to this radio show anytime. So for the callers that have called in, you can listen back and get the
advice. Listen back because you get a different message each
time. And to book a session with Diane, you can book through her website, which is at www.spiritualwellness.me. So that's spiritualwellness.me. So you can certainly give her a call or at her number, which is 519-753-6539, and book a session with her there. So we are going to go to our next caller, who is Sophia calling from the 323 area code. Good morning, Sophia.
Hi, ladies. Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
there.
Everything's kind of up in the air for me with work and my life and my path. And is it all right just to ask for a divine message and see what wants to come through?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's your time.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Sylvia. What I'm picking up right now, you're at a crossroad right now, and there's like a fork in the road. I feel that... you're at this point where it's almost like the shift in the universe of the and it's like everything is all over the place. But I feel that you're going to be going on a path, and it's more on. Are you into the healing?
Yes.
Should I be into the healing? Is that correct?
I am into it. I'm not doing it to make a living, but I am. I'm into it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you help a lot of people with this healing.
I
feel there's more coming. You're going to be doing some more workshops. You're looking for things different, and it's going to resonate with you. And I feel when you do those, you're going to connect, and it's like that's it. And I feel you will be doing that by the fall. October, you're going to be in already taking this course on your way. And I feel you're going to have to travel a bit to get there. So put some of your money into a basket for that. So when you're saving, you're going to be on your way. It's like, it's just there. Right now it's the time for you where you need to rest. But once this course, you're going to see it. Actually, I see it. I'm going to see it online or somewhere, and you're going to sign up, and you're going. You're going to do more healings and more classes. And the classes, I feel there's something new coming, and it's more with the higher consciousness working with. So you're going to be working with more of the consciousness to help others and yourself. And you're going to be teaching.
Okay.
It's funny because I'm
really interested in working with this yoga teacher. And I was actually going to think about asking her for a barter exchange or a scholarship. And it just came out of left field. I wanted to know what you, yes?
Yes, I feel yes. And there's things there that you are very connected to and drawn to, go with it. Because you are going to grow with it, with this fellowship. And there's courses there, and you're going to go. Actually, I see you teaching. By the time you finish your teaching, you have that teacher where you can teach others. And while you're teaching, you're learning at the same time.
Okay.
At first, we're going to be taking these courses to grow. And I fear in a year you'll be teaching.
Next
April.
Usually I'm intimidated sometimes, but I feel like I'm growing into that part to want to be more out there.
Yeah. Because I feel this, the spirit on the other side, they're actually drawing you more and more to that way. It's like your whole path is changing. And good changes. And I feel you're going to be doing a lot of hands-on, too.
Okay.
And hands-on healing, hands-on. And I feel that you're going to be working on certain things, and you're going to have some certain kinds of attunements and different things. And I feel that you're going to be traveling. Once you get that, you're going to be traveling some long distance, like Casuarito. I don't know why, but I'm seeing you're going there and you're going to like a wellness place there where there's a class there. You're going to be going there. It's going to open all these possibilities of doors. It's like, wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wow.
Yeah, I'm
I want to come and hang around you.
Yeah, I'll come into your laundry.
Yay!
That's a good exchange.
That's
you're
awesome
meet
for
a
me.
Lot of, yeah, I feel you're going to meet a lot of others that's going to be able to help you, and you're going to be drawing teachers and people in that they're actually going to be there for you, and you're going to have a whole new group of friends, a new group of people that's going to connect really well.
Right. You're just going to meet one after another that's going to support you in
this.
Yeah. They're just going to appear for you.
Honestly, I've been doing a lot of work on myself. And is there any intention that I need to set or anything I need to do?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You don't think so? I feel that you will go. It's when you're putting it out there, it's there. It's like the person needs to go. But you're going to be doing some closer courses first before you go to Cacerito. I'm seeing more, like, that's more next spring.
But don't get caught up in I have to be better, 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 better. I have to take one more course, one more course. Like, just allow it to all unfold.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. This is a great reading. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. And just remember to pay it forward by coming to do my laundry.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And our next
what great messages, Diane.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's just so refreshing to have that confirmation. Do you find that with your clients that they appreciate always, or do you ever find that you have a client that kind of fights you on the messages that come through and said, no, that's not me. And then they call you back 6 months later and with their tail between their legs and say, yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
do you ever
have that
experience?
Yes, I have. I've had some that didn't understand it, and they actually phone me up and say, you know, I didn't understand that message at that time, but everything you said actually came true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Isn't that amazing how because we are in our stuff, and that's for all our listeners, when you're in your stuff, it is so important to ask for help because other people can mirror what your stuff is and they can help see beyond, you know, if you're constantly in this drama and turmoil, you need to reach out to people that are not in drama and turmoil. Don't ask for help from people that are in drama and turmoil because they can't see it either. So it's to find someone that's outside of your space, someone like Diane who can see and has, you know, generationally seen that there are these messages coming through that they can help you from the other side so that you're not caught up in the human drama hamster wheel of life. And, you know, and to take the messages that come through, and if they need to percolate for a little while and they don't really make sense right now, let them percolate and let them cook. And then one day you'll be like, oh, my goodness, now I get it. So don't be in a rush to say, oh, she was wrong or, oh, that's not me. Be open to the possibility that the energy that's coming through is truth for you. And when you're open to that possibility, miracles can happen. So with that, we will take our next caller, who is Terry. So Terry, welcome to the call.
Okay. Hi, thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
I was hoping to get some information today on, you know, being able to get a new job.
Pardon?
She wants to get a new job, Diane.
Let's get a new job.
Yes.
What have you got? What are you telling her about a new job?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What are they telling her?
When I'm picking up, you've been there for quite a while. Is that where you're working?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and I feel there's a lot of changes going on there.
Yeah, I'm not making nearly the money that I was, so, I mean, I have to leave.
Yeah. I feel that when you start looking, don't jump. You're the type of person to check things out before you leave. And I fear that you will leave, but not right now. I fear right now is not the timing quite yet. Do some of your homework before you do And I fear when you go, it's going to feel right. And I fear you're going to be doing a little bit of traveling more to the west a little bit. East-west, I feel. And I feel that, you are going to be changing jobs. And you're going to be doing different things than what you're doing. It's like where you are, you've got a lot of people around and you do a lot of things. Is that right?
Well, I mostly work by myself, but I do work with the public too, so.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that, Terry?
Me?
20
I've been
years.
Doing this publicly since 2006, but I've had this since I was little.
Right, and Terry, how long have you been working in your job?
20 years.
20 years,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're feeling that it's time for a change, right? Not only is it
I have to. I'm not making any money here anymore. So
yeah.
I don't have a choice. I'm feeling financial stress.
So do you look at that as a message? It's time to move on.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like instead of just saying I'm not making any money, like it's a sign.
Right.
So have you been looking? How have you been looking for a new job?
Well, I've been looking everywhere for a new job. Nothing's come up yet, so.
And do you want to get into a different field?
Yeah, I have
to
because this field's just not paying anything anymore.
Okay. And so there's no other opportunity in any other city or anything like that. This is dead in the water, right? So I want you to look at it as an exciting new adventure. And every night before you go to sleep, say, I'm ready to go on my exciting new adventure. I'm ready to find it. I'm open to receive it.
Okay.
I want to find what I'm supposed to be doing now.
Okay. That's a little hard to do, but all I can think about is I don't have any money coming in.
So what you focus on expands. So
right.
the more you focus on there's no money coming in, guess what happens? Less money's coming in. I want you to focus and expand upon an exciting new adventure, making money in a whole different way. And then allowing the universe to give it to you.
Okay.
There's a great book that I'll recommend to you, Terry, and it's called The Wisdom of Florence Scovel Shinn. And it's Scovel Shinn, I believe. And it is written back in the 20s, so the languaging of it is old, and you can hear that the languaging is old as you read it. But it will help you find some ways of talking to yourself so that you get out of that poverty consciousness. Because, you know, when you're in that space, it is a drama. It is very, very difficult to get out. And so, of course, your worries and your fears take over and they keep repeating and repeating and repeating. So the way to get out of that is to find ways to talk to yourself that are more positive. And what you do is you fake it until you make it. You just fake how you're feeling until you actually create it. And it's baby steps at a time, but look for things in your life to appreciate and look for things in life to be grateful for, and you will notice the abundance that you do have around you. And the more you notice that abundance and the less energy you give to your lack, so the more you notice your abundance, the more the abundance grows. It's a different concept.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to do when you're in that space of lack, and you're like, yeah, but that's not money.
That's
like,
it's not paying my bills.
Exactly. It's not paying my bills. But I've got to promise you that the moment you start to get up in the morning and say, well, I'm awake, the sun came up, I have all of this beautiful air to breathe, I have hot water to shower in, and you just continually find the little things that you can appreciate, the more the universe goes, oh, look, she's in appreciation. Let's show her more things to appreciate. And then that's what opens up the doors for you.
Okay.
Did you write that book down?
No, I haven't.
Florence?
I don't see a good read.
Just Google Florence Scovel Shinn, and it'll come up. It's less than $20, and it'll change your life.
And you can listen to it on YouTube. You can get it. You can download it on iTunes. There's all sorts of different ways that you can get it if your money is tight. And I always say, if you're going to listen to a video that, or you know, any of those free sites, always find a way of paying the universe back. So you know, pay it. Make sure you pay it forward. But it is a very, very, very good book to get you started on that positive journey into discovering who you truly are on the inside and letting go of those worries and fears.
And now that Terry's going to totally change her thinking and her wording, now what have you got for her, Diane?
I feel once you start, like you said, start doing those things, your clarifying the doors will start to open. It's going to take some time, but do that breathing technique and let go of the fear and trust and go with it.
I can almost see your mind working, Terry.
Yeah.
It's just a churning.
They want you to do more reading on stuff like the book you've given her, but more research and things and do things for yourself. Because when you start doing those and open up,
yeah,
things, like you said, it's going to open up things for her.
Yeah.
Once you start and you pass that, it's like a whole new ball game. It's a whole new world out there.
And Terry, you're not really happy doing what you're doing, even if it brought in $100,000, are you?
Not that much. But if it was bringing in something, it would make it a little easier to bear.
Yeah. So find your passion in life and follow that. And the universe will support you, and the people around you will give you little messages, and just go ahead. So every night you're going to say, I'm open to receive a new job. I'm open to the new way to make money in my life. Don't worry about where it's going to come from. Don't let those little thoughts come in, oh, yeah, where's the job going to come from?
And the fun thing is you've got to get into the, if you can shift yourself into that 5 or 6 year old little girl where you start to be in wonder. You look at life in wonder. So I wonder where that money's coming because I know it is. I trust fully that it is. I wonder where that job's going to be because I know it is. Oh, I wonder if it's going to be in that store. Oh, I wonder if it's going to be in this business. Oh, I wonder if it's going to be in that. And you look at things with wonder, and then you start to open up that imagination, which after 20 years you've kind of shut down, and that'll help you open up to new possibilities as well.
Okay.
I know that's a lot to kind of digest if you haven't heard all that stuff before. But it's really interesting how it works.
Absolutely. We're all walking testaments of how when you set your mind to something, you can create it. And you just need to find the backup tools by books, reading, going online, Facebook groups, that kind of thing, finding people that are living at that higher vibration. They're already in joy. They already are abundant. Align with those people, and that'll help pull you out of where you're at. Okay, so thank you so much, Terry. We wish you much success.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so now I'm losing names here. I really apologize if I missed somebody's call. But we have another Sophia on the line,
yes.
And she's Sophia calling from the 706 area code.
Hi, Sophia. Hello. Sophia, did you press the button, Heather?
Yeah, she may have put herself on hold as she's listening. I can see that she's still got the line open. So if she comes back to the phone at the end, we'll try again and see if we can get her connected. So we're going to go to our next caller who's calling in from the 610 area code. Welcome to the show. Could we get your first name?
Hi, my name is Marie.
Hi,
hello,
Marie.
Marie,
do you have a question for Diane?
Well, I was just wondering in general what she gets for me for guidance for my life.
Okay.
You want some guidance in your life too here?
Yeah, she just wonders. What do you got for her, Diane?
Okay. What I'm what I'm seeing here and what I'm picking up here is you have you've been a very hard worker all your life, and you've worked hard to get where you are. And what they're showing me here is now is the time to start taking some time in your life and do some time for you. You need to be going near where there's water in your life, where there's water around you, and I feel there's water around, big water.
Well, I have a pond and a swimming pool.
Pardon?
I have a pond and a swimming pool.
You
got to
think bigger than that. You got to think way bigger than that, like Caribbean.
So Diane Marie was saying that she has a pond and a pool around her, so she does have water around her.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. It's like you connect. It's like right now you seem to be content at where you are. It's you kind of go with the flow. It's like you pick up on things that if you want to do it, you're going to do it. If you're not, you don't. And I feel it's like you just kind of go, you kind of like wake up in the morning and kind of do, it's like, you're very content where you are right now.
Yeah, her question was like that. It was kind of like, what message has she got for me?
You know what you want, you go after what you want. What you don't want, you don't. And you seem to be right now content right now. It's like, just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, is there anything I need to watch out for?
They're very, it's like you're very connected to your inner soul. You seem to know what feels right, and you go with it. You have a lot of love people around you, and it's like you have so much love to give out, you receive.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have a happy life, Marie?
It seems to me in a transition stage, but I think I've been kind of in this stage for like 5 years now. My husband of 30 years left, but I have a boyfriend now for 2 years, and you know, my kids still live at home and stuff, but I don't have like a career or anything like that yet. I'm wondering, well, what do we do?
But I get the same thing as Diane, that you're very content, and when it happens, it happens, and when it doesn't, oh well. and you know you're a calming influence to be around.
And it sounds to me, I'm just going to add in my two cents. One of the things that a lot of times when we're in that place of contentment, because you may have been through turmoil and transition, it just feels boring because you're so used to protecting yourself, defending yourself, raising the kids, whatever it is. You've been busy, and now you're in this content place where you're actually looking after yourself, and it's like, well, is this all there is? And so one of the things to do that can help you move into that next stage, like you said, you know, looking for a job, you're not sure, is to do something called vision boarding. And John Assaraf spoke on the movie The Secret that was out in the 90s. I think it was in the 90s,
right,
or early 2000s anyway.
Yeah.
So doing a vision board for yourself of things that you love, just rip pictures out of magazines, it doesn't, with no intention whatsoever other than to just get into your inner space of what you truly love, it'll help you open doors to pulling in a career if you don't have a specific direction. So it's amazing the things that come out of, I did a vision board group not that long ago, and it was very interesting to see what people will put down on their boards, just ripping stuff out of magazines, and then you ask them later, why did you put that picture? And I'm like, well, I don't know, I just liked it. And then it turns out that they actually have this inner yearning, you know, maybe to be around horses or maybe to work with children or whatever. So it's interesting, it's an interesting experiment to do, as long as you do it as play and not as,
yes,
I've got to get something out of this.
Yes. I think a lot of people think a vision board is putting things on a board that you need to get.
Yeah.
In a materialistic world. Not and it isn't. It's kind of to open your world.
It's a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah.
It helps you realize, you know, what your guides and angels are trying to tell you, and as your soul is speaking to you. How do you know? You pull it out and you put it on physical, and you put this board up, and you look at it later, and you go, "Really? I didn't realize I liked diamonds so much, but there's diamonds all over my vision board. And it's not about the materialism of the diamond. It's that it's the sparkly glitter and the feeling that something like that can bring you. So it's an interesting experiment, but just make sure that you do it with play.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any final words, Diane?
No, just keep doing what she's doing because it feels... I don't know. It just seems like she knows what she wants and she's going to do.
Yeah. We don't get too many of them. You are, Marie, just so that you know, you are what most people aspire to be in that place of contentment. So it's a wonderful place. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling in today.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we'll go jump right to another caller because we have had some people waiting on the line for a while. So this caller is calling in from the 856 area code. Hi there. Do you have a question for Diane?
Hi, how are you? Whatever you can pick up for me, that's positive because I did a lot of changes in my life.
And what's your name?
Rosemaria.
Oh, this is Maria?
Rosemaria.
Your name is Maria?
Rosemaria.
Oh, Rosemaria.
Beautiful.
Great. So, Diane, can you pick up anything for Rosemaria?
So, what is it she's asking again?
I'm sorry?
Rosemaria.
What was the question?
So, this is Rosemaria, Diane.
Right.
And she would like
yeah.
to know if you pick up any, and she's got going through a lot of changes in her life.
I see a lot of you have a lot of changes going on, and I fear some days you don't know what way to go. It feels like everything's coming at you all at once, and you need to stop and take that breath work and center yourself. And when you start to do that, visualize your feet as mother, born into Mother Earth, as grounded, and then you'll know what way you're going. And I fear you are changing path in your life. I fear that once you start that, it's like, you're going to change your total life. I feel like you're going to be doing some moves.
Wanting to, and there's a situation that I planned out with that certain person, and they know I'm not coming home for that reason. If I explained that right.
Right. So that's creating some changes.
I'm leaving it low key. Nobody knows anything. Hopefully that they don't hear it through the grapevine.
Right. So you've made some decisions, and are these decisions based on a better life for you?
Yes.
Awesome. As long as you're not making the decision to please somebody else, then generally it's a good decision. So did you have something, a more specific question for Diane, going in a bit deeper?
Yeah, it's like I said, like with the certain person, because they think I'm moving there for them. I said, no, it's moving for myself. And it's just that he has to change, and I did, and he's getting kind of, excuse my language, kind of pissed off about it.
Okay.
I moved forward, he didn't.
Right. And so now you're not going to move there?
I'm moving in the area. So you know.
Okay.
It's in the area. It's a different country, and they're there, and I'm back home. And they know that I settled that situation about a month ago.
Okay. So, Diane, does that help you go a little bit deeper with what Rosemaria was asking?
Because she's moving somewhere totally different, right?
Yeah.
No, it's in the same section where there is, but I'm in a different country in the U.S. right now. I'm going back to that area.
Yeah, it's calling you back. It's like you got to go with what you're picking up, and you're going to go with it. And you're kind of worrying about if you're making the right decision. If you haven't, you've been kind of playing back and forth with it. Yes and no. And I feel yes, okay? I feel very strongly, and you're going to feel at peace. And I feel it's not too far off. I feel very close. It's like all of a sudden you're just going to do it quickly. It's once you start moving it, you're moving. It's like really, very quickly.
Cool. I appreciate that. So it's going to be what I requested. by the brother when I come in to be coming in with peace and clarity with no problems. Cool, appreciate that.
Absolutely. Isn't that nice to have clarification on something that you already knew but were afraid to trust?
Yeah, because
right?
That's
so,
what I
you know,
out.
That's why it's so important. It is so important to just reach out when you've already made the decision. You know you're following your heart. You know you're doing it for the right reasons because it is for you and for a better life for you. And yet, you know, you just want that just that bit of clarification. And someone like Diane is the perfect person to ask that of because she lives in balance and she is this talented gift to the planet that she's able to see beyond the typical physical stuff that we get in the way of. So congratulations on your move and enjoy.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Rosemaria.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, so we'll go to another caller, Diane, from the 951 area code. Good morning and welcome to the show. What's your
name? Good morning. Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, nice to hear from you. Do you have a question for Diane?
I'm just looking to see, kind of get into some financing or I'm looking for some, you know, cash, so I'm looking for a job.
Okay, so you're asking Diane if she sees any type, you're looking for a specific job, or you're looking for a move to a job, or anything at all?
That might be a move to the job, might be better.
Yeah.
Okay. So Diane, do you have anything for Nathaniel for financial
thing? Yeah, I ended up with a job, there's a big job changes. It's like we're ready, and I feel this is in a matter of weeks you're going to be doing this. You are going to be moving, and it's moving quite a bit. You're moving from where you are almost to another state.
Is it about 400 miles or about, you know, 2,000 miles?
Okay. So what I'm picking up here, do you deal with a lot of other people where you like a business person?
Yeah.
And I feel very good with this because where you're doing this move, it's a good move. And I feel that the timing's right. And I don't feel it's just in a matter in the next few weeks. It's just like you're going to do that move. You're flying to get where you're going.
That would be closer to the 2,000 miles than Nathaniel.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it by the beach or?
love it.
Do you need a secretary?
Yeah,
is it by the beach, Diane?
I feel very good with this. It's like you're going to be learning some new different things there, but they're going to be learning some things from you. You're bringing things into this place.
So is there a message for more clarity for Nathaniel as far as location goes? I think that's his query. Is it like close to the beach? Is it something like that, or is it more inland?
Is it what?
Close to the beach?
I see it more to, there's a lot of water, but it's more like ocean water, salt water.
Yeah.
There's my brother.
When you look out your one window, you can see it from. You can see the water. You're not too far from it.
So wow.
It's, yeah.
In Sacramento, there's a river. So I'm not. You said salt water, but it could be either Sacramento. But I know someone in Clearwater.
But you know what, Nathaniel, you got to not try to guess which one it is. You have to allow this to come into your life.
Okay.
So she's saying she sees it. It's coming within a matter of weeks. So you need to do the same thing as we told a former caller, that every night before you go to bed, you go, I'm open to receive this new job. Like, you remember that line in the old movie, show me the money?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what you say. Show me the money. Show me the job. I'm open to receive. Instead of saying, well, is it in Sacramento? Is it in San Francisco? Is it in Miami? Like, don't try to pinpoint it. Let the universe bring it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome,
and have fun on the beach at your new job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling today, Nathaniel.
Thank you.
Okay, so you can hear how gifted Diane is and how quickly the messages
accurate.
Do come. Absolutely accurate. Like to be able to see that there's water coming out the mm-hmm. one or through coming out the one window. That would be a flood. So that you can see water from one window. I've had
it's
a flood
like
in my house. So that wasn't fun. So Diane, you know, you have so many gifts and talents, and I know on the radio show it's so difficult to bring those forward, especially when we've got that delay in between the phone or whatever medium people are using to call into the show, whether using computers or whatever. We do lose a little bit of that connection, that personal
right.
connection, but I can tell that you're definitely someone that we would want to be booking sessions with. So, again, to book a session with Diane and get more clarity with her accuracy, she's bang on, go to www.spiritualwellness.me or give her a call at area code 519-753-6539. You can always listen to the replay of this show at www.powerofreedom.ca. Click on the Wow Factor Media tab at the top of the page. Scroll down a little bit, you'll see Diane's beautiful picture there. Click on that. There'll be links to her website there. Her phone number will be there. So anything that you missed on today's show, you'll certainly be able to recoup that information there. Diane, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest on our show today. You've brought some great insight and peace to our callers. So do you have a final message that Spirit would like to share?
That goes to everyone.
A final message is I feel that I'm very blessed and thank you. Keep doing what you're doing because I feel you guys are going to really expand. You're going to be very busy.
Oh,
the doors are going to be
wonderful.
Open for you guys. I feel.
How sweet was that?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for calling in today. Diane, thank you. You enjoy this wonderful, beautiful, sunny day that we're having here in Ontario. And we wish everyone great success in creating the lives that they desire. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you or hear from you or talk to you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Wow Factor Media with Joanne and Heather on the Power of Freedom Network. Do you have a message to share? Contact us at www.powerofreedomnetwork.com. To book a private consultation with Joanne and Heather, go to www.powerofreedom.ca. Thank you for listening and have a great week.